Shalom Avraham, welcome everyone, Be'ez Hashem. We're learning Pel Yoitz, Shir number 99, at the end of the topic of Achdus, very timely as we have been discussing during the 3 weeks, now in the 9 days, now even more so, Shur Shechalboi Tisha B'Av. And the Pel Yoitz gives us very practical Eitz over here. You see the beauty of this Sefer, where he says like this: if you want to do something in your community, and enable everyone to benefit from it, he says, don't do this and do this. Meaning what? Don't make a public announcement and say, okay, we're going to go ahead and do something and try to be successful in influencing your community in the proper way. You will not be successful, says the Pel Yoitz. What does he say you should do? First, speak to people privately. Speak to them individually, one at a time. And after you talk to them about it, whatever the topic might be, it's a learning program, it's a chesed program, it's a tzedakah program, speak to people privately first. Then after you speak to people privately, then you have them in agreement, then go ahead and make the public announcement. And I will tell you, we're sitting here at the first Seder Beis Medrash. In a few months, I believe we're starting our 12th year. Amen, Hashem, is that correct, right? Okay, sometimes you lose track already, you know. My children tell me how old I am, you know. So, how did I get it started? I went over to one person. I said, do you have a flexible schedule? I'm going to dial you, you know. Would you be interested in learning Mishnayis, Gemara, Mishtamrura, Halacha, Musar, Tehillim, Tefillah? A spiritual shmorg. And they said, oh yeah, you know, that sounds, I would like that. I went to another person, and after we had different groups of people, individuals, I would say, that said, yes, I would be interested, then we made it official, and we spread the word. That's what he says to do here as well. And he gives an example. V'acharkach, he says, V'yidaber l'chol echad betuv tam v'das, speak to each person individually, k'day sheyishmu v'yavinu v'yikonsu d'vorah b'zneim, so that the word shall enter into their ears. Then, as one group, everybody will agree together to do this idea. Listen to this, Marshall. A person wants to crack open a bag of egoism, of walnuts, of nuts. You want to crack open the bag. So he says, they're all tight together. It's a very tough bag. You won't be able to crack it open. But one at a time. One at a time, you'll be able to do this. Now he says, you know, you have to be careful. Don't use this method incorrectly, for negative reasons, because you'll be successful in a bad way. That's what Korach did. Korach went over to one person, and he went over to another person, and he got them on his side, and we all know that for the final outcome of Korach v'Adosai. But he says, do this when you want to discuss things in the community, you want to improve things in the community, you want to make a Gemilas Chassadim program, you want to lend things out. You know, I know somebody who's coming down to hard times, and he needed a few dollars. So I told him, you know, let me speak to somebody. I got him in touch with a person who lends out money. The person came back to me, and he said to me like this. He said, I never knew that this concept exists by Klal Yisrael. He didn't know that you could borrow money people lend you like this. He never knew it. Free. No interest, of course, because Zerbis, you know, you give me looks like, of course, there's a Yidden, Jews. But he didn't know this. And I want to tell you what happened. He was so impressed. His financial situation actually turned much better. He never needed to borrow a penny. And then he donated $1,000 to that organization, to that Gemilas Chassadim, of lending out money. He said years ago, he really could have used them. And when he was really, really in trouble. He was so impressed Now, once again, you're thinking like, where is he from? Like, does he not understand what a yid is about? To lend money? Of course you don't charge interest. Well, ribbis, it's treif. You don't charge interest. And he went and he made a $1,000 donation to this organization. So imagine we here in this community, we say, you know what? Let's start that also. Let's start a lending gemach. And we find a gabbai to be in charge of it. And we start raising funds. And we have 20,000. And then 50. And then 100. And we have money in this gemach to be able to lend people. Beautiful. Because unfortunately, people come in hard times. And I want to tell you something. You know why people come in hard times? Because let's think for a second. It's not because Hashem can't help them. Hashem can help them. Hashem does help them. Hashem gives us the opportunity to earn mitzvahs. That's why people come in hard times. That's one of the reasons. Not the only reason. That's one of the reasons. This is what the Pel Yotz is telling us. You want to be successful in starting an organization? You want to be successful in gathering people to do a mitzvah? One at a time. And you get one at a time, then you have together. But achdus. There's a unity. There's a group. And you'll be successful.